U.S. Weed Associates technical staff from offices across the globe came to the United States to learn about current research, market development, and technical aspects of the U.S. weed industry as a part of their core competency training. This group had representatives from U.S. Weed Associates offices in Mexico, South America, Africa, Asia, and Europe, as well as staff members from the U.S. East and West Coast locations. The tour began March 21st in Portland, Oregon, where they toured the Wheat Marketing Center. The Wheat Marketing Center provides technical training in grower workshops, innovative research, product development, and crop quality testing services. WMC focuses on promoting U.S. wheat by demonstrating its quality and functionality in Asian noodles, crackers, and biscuits, tortillas and flatbreads, and other baked products. At the WMC, participants explored the quality testing and product development of soft white winter wheat. Next stops on the tour included Fargo, North Dakota, where they visited the Northern Crops Institute to learn about hard red spring wheat, and Manhattan, Kansas, where they became immersed in the research being done on hard red winter wheat. They discussed topics that reflected a common goal and mission: getting high quality, high yielding wheat varieties into the hands of the farmers and ultimately to millers, bakers, and consumers. The tour concluded on March 30th. Miguel Galdos, regional director of U.S. Wheat Santiago, Chile office, said, "This has been a unique opportunity for the technical staff of the U.S. Wheat. It is a refresher for our internal contacts to help our customers around the globe in getting the best from our different wheat classes in their milling process. In that way, we are able to demonstrate why U.S. wheat is the most reliable choice and has a type of wheat for all uses." Having the international staff come to the United States to visit allowed them to get a frame of reference for how the United States serves the world demand for wheat. This is particularly vital now as the turmoil in Ukraine and Russia persists, causing disturbances in world wheat supplies, especially for those countries that rely heavily on Black Sea region for their wheat supplies. "We are excited to start seeing our overseas partners again," said Justin Gilpin, Kansas Wheat CEO. "We look forward to continued collaboration on how best to market United States wheat around the world." U.S. Wheat Associates is the export market development organization for the U.S. wheat industry. USW promotes the reliability, quality, and value of all six U.S. wheat classes to wheat buyers, millers, bakers, food processors, and government officials in more than 100 countries around the world. Its mission to develop, maintain, and expand international markets to enhance wheat's profitability for U.S. wheat producers and its value for their consumers. Funding is made possible through checkoff dollars, goods and services from 17 state wheat commissions, and the cost share grants from the USDA Foreign Agricultural Service. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.